Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our guest this week, Allie Hoffman. Allie's from Texas, and she's a full-time Catholic evangelist and just began to tell her story yesterday. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, it was a very inspiring story of not only her journey, but also the journey of her family and how God worked in their family. We're going to continue that story today. But if you didn't have a chance to listen, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can also go to Ave Maria Radio, and you can download the app and just listen to the program whenever it's convenient for you. I think you'll find it helpful. And then today we're going to jump into a deeper look into the whole transformation of Allie's family life, which would really be interesting. Welcome, Allie.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Grateful to be back.
Yeah. Glad you're here. Glad you're here.
Yeah.
So yesterday you were telling us about you were born in California, four siblings, mom and dad moved. Everybody was little, moved to Texas. Mm-hmm. And on a busy Easter morning, first time ever going to the church in Texas, not knowing where to go, you guys ended up at a Protestant church and ended up staying there for many years.
Yep.
And but then coming back to the Catholic Church. And as I was mentioning on the show yesterday, I've known Allie for some time, but I didn't know that first part of the story very well. And I just knew how active your family is and your mom and dad, and your dad's like an all-in guy.
Absolutely.
When he's doing something, he is all in.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so tell us about that transformation and then just the organic reality of the growth of faith in your family life and the culture that the Lord shaped in you guys, you know?
Yeah. So I think with my parents growing up, like they'll even tell stories of growing up in California that they were lovers of Jesus. Like it was very common, even that, I mean, they grew up Catholic in California and they had such a like solid family, their own family lives and their own experience with their parents and loving the Lord. And so when they came together, they got married at 19. They met at 15, got married at 19, started having kids at 25. And so I think through all of that kind of transformation in their own life of just growing up, of them both having a very solid foundation of Jesus, that just bled into family culture. And so with my parents, like you said, my dad isn't all or nothing. He's that with our family, like no, our whole family. This is not just a me conversion thing. And like, you can decide like, okay, maybe you guys, but he's like, no, as our family, we're deciding we're doing this together. And even with that, we had to learn stuff about the Catholic Church. Like I remember vividly in our living room, learning to pray the rosary as a family. And we had some CD of an Irish priest saying the rosary. And in my mind, I was probably like, I don't know, seventh or eighth grade, they're repeating the Hail Mary with an Irish accent. So I'm like, Holy Mary, Mother of God. Like, I'm like repeating it like that. I'm like, Allie, there are accents. That's not how like just Catholics say the Hail Mary with an Irish accent. But I remember like doing that, like learning as a family and learning about the sacraments. But I think our whole family, it was really built on the foundation of just Jesus. The reality that Jesus is real, relationship with Jesus is real, whether we were growing up Protestant or even in the Catholic Church, of like, Jesus is real. And I think the conviction of my dad specifically, the conviction of what the Eucharist actually is and his whole wrestle when we were still going to the Protestant Church, his whole wrestle with that, and then coming to the Catholic Church and that foundation of like, if the Eucharist is true, then everything else is true. Like this can be a foundation of our family. And so building even that, and I want to say now all my siblings, we're all in our 30s. It wasn't like a complete clean, yay, we're all happy to be Catholic. Like I'm still praying for my siblings. Like they're on various different journeys of their own faith. And it wasn't like a complete, yay, we're all on board. But my dad, like I said in the previous one, my dad had a very strong conviction from the Lord of the Lord saying, when we're going into the Catholic Church, that they're going to leave, but they're going to come back. And so he staked this promise of like, I know I have to do this for my family because I know this is the truth and I have to raise my kids this. And so I know my children will go away, but I know that they'll come back. And now that we're all in our 30s, I have two older sisters, younger brother, they're all married and have kids and they're starting to come back to the church, which is a fruit of a lot of prayer. A lot of sacrifices, a lot of fasting, I know for my parents and for myself. And like I shared, like I was kind of probably the first one on board of like, oh yeah, this is what it means to be Catholic. And I think a lot of it is, yes, our faith and like Jesus, but also my dad was just, he was, and my mom as well, just so good at building traditions and a culture of what this is what family is. And I think part of it was we were the only family in Texas. So we had no aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents to rely on. And so we're like, how do we build a culture that family is everything? And not in like a weird like cult way of like kind of thing, but just like the reality of like this family unit. My parents were so good at reminding us over and over that your family will stand behind you and whatever you want to do, that we will support you in what you want to do. And there, you know, you'll never be homeless if you don't want to be. You'll never go hungry unless you want to. You'll always have a place to land. Just, this was just the words that were constantly told to us growing up over and over. We are here for you. And so I think with this conviction and this culture that my parents built, yes, on faith, but also just this reality on a very like just human level, we are going to be for you. So I think with my siblings and even myself in some ways, it gave us permission to, okay, we're going to go live our life. And my siblings, they went on various different journeys of life and where that led in college and out of college. But because my parents built this foundation, we're seeing like, even my parents have seen like they're coming back because they know, okay, this is the foundation that we can build our life on. And so my dad, he's really big on traditions. And one of them was when we were 13 years old, we called it the blessing. And so we had someone, the 13-year-old would come and we invite all of adults. So adults, mentors, kids can come, but they just watch. But adults and just people that were important, they came over to the house and they prayed over the 13-year-old and they gave advice, just life advice. A lot like God, about life, just advice and like just knowing like you're entering and you're a teenager now and like kind of like a grown up kind of thing. And then the child was given a piece of jewelry. For the boy, it was just like, it was, I don't know, basketball or something. But for the girls,
for a Cowboys game?
Yeah. And the girls, we got like a necklace. And then when we were 16 years old, my dad took each of us girls, there's three of us, on a date. And so we went on a date with dad. And at dinner, we got to pick the place. And at dinner, he gave us a promise ring. And it wasn't like a purity ring. He was like, this is not a purity ring, although you should promise that to yourself because you are worth it and you deserve that. But it was a family promise ring. And so I still have it today. It's a ring that it has the Alpha and Omega like inscribed in the front of it. And
oh, look at that. Yeah.
Behind it is inscribed family. And it was just this promise when we're 16, you know, you're learning independence, learning like thinking about future, thinking about college and, you know, just career and all that stuff. And it was a family promise ring of your family is always behind you. This idea that we know that you have gifts and talents, especially given from the Lord. And so we want you to go and use those gifts and talents and your family. God is first, God is last, and then your family is always behind you.
That's why it's an Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega, exactly.
Okay. He's the first and the last.
Exactly. Yeah. And so at first, this ring, it was just given to my brother because my dad was like, the girls were given like a nice piece of jewelry. So like a diamond or a pearl. It was like kind of a first set of a young girl to get jewelry. Well, my brother, I don't think guys like diamonds. I could be wrong. There probably are men that like diamonds, but not necessarily. Yeah. So my dad found this ring that we now have and he gave it to my brother and he brought all the men in his life. And it was like we're promising you as men, we want to form with you. We want to walk with you as a man. You're 16. And then all the girls saw this ring and we're like, wait, we want that ring too. And so our whole family has it. And now it's tradition where when you get married, the spouse gets it at the first Christmas. And I remember my oldest sister, when she got married in September. So that first Christmas, my brother-in-law, Brandon, was like, do I get the ring? He was like more excited for the family ring than like you're part of the family. And so it was just this idea of, I think internally, even now that I'm thinking about it, that, okay, I know that this idea of what family is and that this idea that I can go and I can be and I can explore and I can fail and I can make mistakes, but then I know that I always have a foundation to come back to. It's very like Jesus of this foundation, cornerstone of, yes, go out and do things. And you know that if you fail, when you fail, when you make mistakes, that you can always come back to this foundation that you've lived on. And so my dad, there's so many other traditions and so many other different things that he's just built around our family that we come to. Now we're in our 30s and we appreciate just little things. Like on road trips, we sing the same song. And it's the same song that we sing. And even we are a whole family just took a road trip. And all of us, like, we're in different cars. We're like, are you singing? It's John Denver, Calypso. You know John Denver? Yeah. It's a song, Calypso. There's yodeling involved. Yeah. And you have to sing it. That was the thing. You have to sing it. But he just, like, my parents are just so good at, like, we are a family. Like, we had dinner every night. We had to have dinner every night together. Like, when we are involved in different extracurricular activities, It was kind of different growing up because there was nothing on Wednesday nights when usually is when we had youth group, or on Sundays when we had church. But even when stuff did start to come up, it was very important of like, no, we're building this culture around God, whether you love him or not. Like, Jesus comes first, the Alpha and Omega, he's first and he's last. Mm-hmm. And so just building this culture now, and I'm seeing my siblings build their families, very similar of building around traditions and culture and that families around you. And now my siblings, like I said, we're all in our 30s and they're the same, like experiencing and knowing, wow, this was such a good thing that my dad established. And the reality is what he actually established was a foundation of Jesus and the church and the Lord. And so now seeing my siblings coming back to the church and coming back into experiencing their own faith and building traditions with their families and just seeing that generation has been so beautiful, because that's what we grew up experiencing.
Yeah, it's really the family culture is really a great way to describe it. You know, culture is a way of life. It's what we value, what we want to reward, what we want to celebrate, what we want to define us, that kind of thing.
Totally.
And building it, like he was intentionally.
Yes.
You know, your mother were intentionally building a way of life.
Yes.
That they, and then it had concrete things to it, the ring, people of the 13 to 16, the transition years and all that. And these are things that you remember. It's really powerful. It's great.
Yeah. And even like my friends growing up, like we were the house that all my friends came to. Like it wasn't just like our insular family. And now even as I'm older, my parents are this family is not just like our immediate family, but what family is just the people of God.
Extended family, the people of God. They're like magnets too. You know, people just come to
them.
You come home and say, gee, who's living in our house now?
No,
you know,
literally, my parents, right now they have three people living with them. So they, every time they just have people coming, and some are related, some are not. And even like my friends will be getting dinner with my parents and they'll send me a picture and I'm like, great, cool to be invited. Thanks. Yeah. I live across the street, but that's okay. But just this idea of like what, because I honestly think it touches to a deeper perspective of like everybody wants to belong somewhere, to be known, seen, and loved, and to have such, you know, because we know the state of the family today is not necessarily in some aspects.
Oh, that's ground zero, the great spiritual battle of our time.
Exactly. And so if you had not experienced that, or like everyone desires that, I think my parents, they will tell you that their desire and their mission is just, how do we bring the family? Dad is really big on bringing the family together and building the family together, whether you are related or not, by blood or whatever, by the Lord. You come into
the extended family, the people of God. I mean, we really are brothers and sisters with those
absolutely.
Who are baptized into Christ in that way. And I know there's more to the story. I'm hoping tomorrow we could talk again and talk about some of the family culture even more.
Yes.
Some of the things, just give people some ideas on how to do it.
Oh, because, I have so many. Yes.
You know, we had help, Debbie and I had help in our early years too, of people helping us do the same thing. We didn't have as many of those in our, I mean, Debbie's Jewish and they had hers and her background and ours. We had some, but not that many. And I think people scratch their heads sometimes like, well, what could we do to integrate our faith and our family and everything that we value and celebrate it in a way that would be contagious for our kids and that they'd really like it, you know? So you can join me again tomorrow.
Perfect. I'll be there.
All right. Great. Great. Thank you. Well, friends, this has been really good. And to all the parents and grandparents out there, I hope this is encouraging to you. You know, I mean, my mom prayed us all into the kingdom of God after years and years. So never give up praying. Never give up believing. Never give up living the life that you know is the right life and living it in the Lord with love and peace and confidence in Him. God bless you. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.